Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy. Boy, 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 boy. Okay. So, I decided to, be a little bit of a masochist and, do, an orgasmless October in addition to No Touch November next month. But here's a twist to this month. See, what I plan to do, what I've been planning on doing is sort of edging for a few days and then taking a break for a few days and then starting back for a few days, wash, rinse, repeat, all that stuff. And I don't know if I'm gonna edge myself or I'm gonna goon myself or not. Maybe not goon myself tonight because there's people around still awake, and if they hear me make these kinds of noises, they're gonna think, oh my god, somebody's getting killed in there. Yeah, so I'm just gonna pretty much lightly edge myself today, or tonight rather. I'm gonna try and be as quiet as I can yeah, people are awake and I don't want anybody coming and bursting through the door. Wow, this is a really compromising position to be in. My hand down my pants without the covers covering me because it's still kind of hot around here. Even in October, it just feels so humid, And, well, I figured I'd just ramble a little bit just while I'm edging. And, kind of let my rambles go from there. So, yeah, I'm sorry I'm not making much noise, but. Plenty of snacks to be had. So, moving my phone out of the way, covering myself up. It's gonna be real hot underneath these covers, but at least nobody will suspect what I'm doing. I promise you, it's gonna get good. And, yeah. So far, so good. I am not regretting this at all. Okay, now it's starting to feel really, really good as opposed to a couple of minutes earlier where I just kind of felt nothing. Had to get in the moment and just sort of shut up for a couple of seconds. Maybe I just start moaning. Because one of these days I want to myself to the point thought the only guys could do that. I thought only guys could goon. But I recently found out too that girls can also do that as well. Just wanna be a wailing, whining, squealing, goony mess. Just edging myself to the point where I'm crying for release. But I won't get that this month, nor will I get it next month, because I'm a cruel, cruel mistress to myself. Oh. I guess living with thinner walls, it just kind of makes you used to being quiet. And well, back then I was just loud as all get out. Well, I still am, but I could be quiet when I need to be. Been listening to a lot of slutty audios from you. Wonderfully slutty men. Just. Because I see there were a good, plentiful handful of, M-sub audios. And, I don't know why, but I just feel so spoiled. Because I was listening to them today, and oh, I had the worst, the worst, worst temptation to touch, touch myself and come right then and there, but I couldn't do it. I didn't want to do it. I wanted to stick to my promise of being a good girl. All of this month. Or rather, I like hearing. I like the thought of somebody telling me, sort of saying, such a good daddy. I like that, because even while I'm in control, I still like that feeling of having a sub control me, kind of. I don't know, it doesn't make any sense. Yeah, it's a switch. Yeah, I just have my submissive switch on me and say, oh, that's a good daddy. That's my slutty good daddy. I'll just be so slutty too. God, I want to get slutty with someone so bad. I want to get slutty with my boyfriend, but he... I don't think he's one of those types. I think he's one of those, these, macho men kind of types. And on top of that, he's really, really shy. And so, he's sort of a... He's a good old boy, you know? And, yeah. Oh my God. 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 Oh, I'm gonna go a little bit faster. I'm riding the edge. Oh, I'm right there. I'm right there. I'm right there. On the edge. Fuck, 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 fuck. Just about to tip over. Stuff, but only time will tell. Until then, I just want some of you guys to get slutty with me as I edge myself. Because tomorrow night, I want to try and do a, like a repeat after me thing, and edge myself doing that. That would be a lot of fun. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh my God, yes. God, I feel so good. I feel so good, I feel so good. Oh my God. Fuck, tomorrow's gonna be different. I'm gonna be a little louder than this. Like, really, really, a lot louder than this. Cause, yeah. Yeah, Loud Tark's gonna come back soon, don't worry. Oh God, oh my God, oh my God. About like 30 minutes later to, you know, just start gooning then and go completely crazy out of my mind because I want to come so bad. Because I want to do it. I want to goon. I want to be loud. I want to be like porn star desperate, you know? That's my favorite feeling in the world. I'm just like real, real horny to the point I just start sounding like a fucking porn star. Just moaning and caterwauling around and just writhing around in my bed. Just moaning for someone to fuck me and moaning for someone to fuck, you know. And then just having someone moan it back to me. Please fuck me. Something like that. I like... You already know what I like. I already like hearing... Oh, daddy. Daddy. Please fuck me. Daddy. I like that. I like that a lot. Especially louder than what I'm doing right now. I could just imagine it, just having one of you, or anybody, just bouncing on my lap, begging and pleading for me to fuck, to fuck you, oh, grinding in my lap, grinding your ass against my lap. Ooh, what if we were naked? You and I were naked and you were just rubbing your ass against my cunt. Showing me how pink that asshole is and how bad you wanted to get fucked. Oh my god. And then hearing you just use that porn voice on me. Please, please fuck me. Please. Oh, you get that little pout going in your voice and just say, please fuck me, daddy. Please fuck me, daddy. Just bat your eyes at me. It's cute. Okay, we're going again. We're going again. Oh god. We're cutting it close again. Oh god. Going fast. Going fast. Going fast. Go. No, get back. Ooh, hoo. Holy shit. I haven't even come yet, and my heart feels like it's just beating. It's, God. Yeah, I like that. I want to come so bad, but I can't. I'm not allowed to. I'm not allowed to come this month or next month. It'll be even twice as well. No, I think edging is a little bit harder than going without touching yourself, because you're doing it and you're just so on edge, you just want to tip over and just fall into it, you know, but you can't. You're just constantly towing the line, you know, and I just want to just do it one more time. Okay, here I go, towing the line again. Oh god, oh my god, so good. God, I wish there was somebody's tongue doing that. Just licking my clit so fast. Oh my god. 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 Oh. Fast. Faster. 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 Oh shit, 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 shit. God, I was getting pretty close. Pretty close. Ooh. 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 Again. Again. Again, again, again. Oh, let's do it real slow first. God, it feels so good. Just thinking about somebody's tongue circling around my clit and sucking on it and just, ooh, take it into your mouth and just lick it and suck it. Oh, and flick your tongue fast. Somebody just flicking their tongue so damn fast against my clit, making me want to scream. Yeah, I want to scream for you. So bad. I'm so bad, but I can't. It's only the first night. Didn't really help that I was, I also watched a video. Evil Ed from Fright Night. I must be way, way behind, but I found out the actor who plays Evil Ed in Fright Night. He used to be a porn star. Well, that was pretty much after Fright Night, and he was in some gay porn videos, and God, I watched like one of them tonight, and I could tell the dude loves the dirty talk as he's getting fucked. I really like that a lot. Mean, he was just so hot. I loved hearing him get so hot and just hearing him moan as he's getting fucked. And it was the hottest thing ever. Kind of makes me wonder. It's not actors that I'm thinking of that would sound hot in bed, but instead I'm thinking about like rock stars, musicians, and how hot they would sound, you know? I mean, I have like real huge crushes on like 70s rock stars and how I just wanna just go back in time and sort of just find out how they sound. Because usually I'm not that kind of fangirl. Like, oh, I wanna jump their bones or something like that. I was just like, I respect their musicianship for the most part. But then there's like a thought in the back of my mind that kind of, sort of, I don't know, kind of makes me wonder what they sound like in bed for some odd reason. I don't know. Not how they do it in bed, but just like what they sound like in bed, you know? Just listening to their voice and kind of picture in my head what they would sound like. Do they sound like real growly, really moany, or got a little bit of a feminine side to them? I'm not really sure. Not really sure, so I'm gonna ride the edge again and try and picture that. Okay, I think that's okay. One more edge, and then we're gonna go. Then we're gonna stop it. Fuck, this is really fun. This started becoming a little bit funner than I could, because I used to hate edging. I really used to hate edging, but now that, you know, I get myself to a point of gooning, sometimes I just begin to not mind it so much. So much as I'm making noise. Picturing myself getting fucked. And picturing someone else getting fucked. Picturing me fucking someone, you know? Sort of like that. Gonna stop it right there. And, yeah. Hope you enjoyed my little ramble as I distract myself from having an orgasm. So I edge myself. Well, yeah, I'm be an utter dork doing it. Wow, this rambling thing, I need to do it more often. Alright, I will see you again tomorrow night. Yeah, bye.